This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. And we're broadcasting 2 hours today from high atop the mountains. We're delighted you're here. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Listen line, you can take us with you as you travel, 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. We have multiple listen lines. I'll just give you that one, 605-477-3249. John is engineering the broadcast at GCN in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and I'm delighted to be broadcasting this morning with Gwyneth Isaacs, live from Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Very well, thank you. Gwyneth, you know, here in the States, Americans are renouncing their citizenship in record numbers. Last year, 2015, 1,795 people have bailed. And in 2016, we're expected to top that number. I believe it's because of taxes, regulations, oppression, spying, all the things that our government has done to make life less pleasant for us. Homeownership is down to not quite record numbers, but to numbers we haven't seen since the 1960s. And we've got the police tasing people. We've got demonstrations. We've got the Democrat National Convention where they have to pay people $50 a day to sit in a seat to act like they are excited about what's going on. They have to cheer when and applaud when on command. And that's the kind of thing that's going on. But some people might think that there are places, you know, we can go to that are much better. But from what you and I've been talking about, you've got gangs in the state capital, Melbourne, Australia, that's really bad just as well, right?
That's right. Yep. It was actually, you know, I don't always like our favorite export, Rupert. I believe he probably lives in America now. Of course, that's Rupert Murdoch. But he first gained his media legs here in Australia, and one of his flagship papers he still owns in Melbourne, called the Herald Sun, okay? And just last week, he had as the front page, it's a tabloid, you know, as News Corp's very fond of tabloids. And he had as his front page spread on his Melbourne tabloid, which is the Herald Sun, about how gangs of youth are busy on a crime spree in Melbourne. And it had a double page inside report about these gangs. What was not mentioned in the paper was that they were all, or not all, but there was a high proportion of members of a certain religion among these gang members. There was also a report on the front page about a desperate mother who was actually a refugee, and her she was from the Sudan, and she had sent her teenage son back to the Sudan because he considered, or she considered, that the Sudan was actually safer than Melbourne, a safer place for her son to be raised than Melbourne. And if you know about anything about what Africa is like as a place to raise children, I think that quite considerably says something.
Sure it does. Now, my understanding is that it is very difficult to have a handgun or a rifle in Australia.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. My understanding of the law is that you have to be either a farmer, which is defined as owning or leasing over 10 acres of land, okay, or you have to be a professional shooter, and in any case, you have to allow the local police to inspect your house before they will allow you to have a firearms license. So if the local police are completely corrupt and don't like you anyway, then as we would say here in Australia, you've got Buckley's chance of ever getting a firearms license. And if you live in the middle of a major city, basically you've got no hope of getting a firearms license, because they'll say you have no reason to have a firearms license.
And here in the United States of America, we have the right to bear arms, except the federales will say that felons don't have those rights. Convicted felons, whether they are wrongfully convicted or not, they the federales say that they can't have a firearm. But, you know, as a farmer, we need to have ways of protecting our animals from predators. You know, I raise cows, and there are packs of wild dogs that come around, and you know, it's nice to be able to just keep them away from our livestock. So, as a farmer, it's a tool. It's an absolute tool that it's a requirement as far as I see it. It's a tool just like a hammer or anything else that
That's
we use
right.
to keep our farm operational. But also, it's nice to be able to defend ourselves. So in the case of your state capital, and maybe, I guess, even other places in Australia, crime is on the up. Now, what are these young thugs doing?
Well, they're doing carjackings. They're robbing convenience stores. They are basically going on rampages of wrecking stuff. Basically, you name it, they're just they're going wild. And people really, really no longer feel safe in their own homes. They don't feel safe really going out, you know, conducting their everyday business. And the most extraordinary thing is that, you know, well, it's not extraordinary, really. This part is not extraordinary. Local sporting goods stores in Melbourne are selling out of golf clubs and cricket bats and baseball bats. Apparently, the good people of Melbourne have suddenly taken a real interest in sports involving heavy clubs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if they're sold out of baseball bats, you can always go to the hardware store and get an axe handle. Actually, a maul handle is probably a better way to go, because you never know when you're going to find the rest of the maul to go with the handle. So a lot of people seem to carry them in their vehicles, looking for that garage sale where they can get the rest of the mall for splitting wood. So
it's just the thing is that if you have something like that in your car and the police pull you over, they're actually likely to confiscate it. because it will be considered a weapon unless you have a good excuse to have it. Whereas you can always claim that you've taken up golf or baseball or whatever, and that you have transporting the sporting good. You know,
I can tell you that
it's ridiculous. The police are actually discouraging people from defending themselves.
I can tell you that there are vehicles that I've seen where people have these broken axe handle. Broken maul handles, where it's broken right where the cast maul meets the wooden handle, and those who are in possession of these are looking for that that garage sale, as I mentioned, where they could get the rest of whatever they need. But so you're saying that the police are telling people that they really need to not be able to defend themselves with tools? I'm talking about implements that just sticks.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're saying don't defend yourself. That you are basically in danger of getting arrested if you have any means of defending yourself.
So what do they expect you to do? Are you to call them? Are you to call the equivalent of 911 here in the United States and say, I'm being beaten, I'm just about totally bled out, and can you come over? I mean, what do you do?
I don't quite know, because all they seem to be interested in doing out here is writing infringement notices for everyone. That's like fines.
Okay. So I guess we're in competition with you here in the United States to see who can write the most tickets and infringement notices. There's just outside of Boston, Massachusetts, there was a flash mob, about 25 young people a few days ago. It was in Roslindale, Massachusetts. And there was this flash mob of about 25 teenagers, and they went into a gas station / convenience store. They just showed up. And within a minute, they took whatever they wanted. They grabbed candy and drinks and ice cream, anything that they could get their hands on. Less than a minute, they were all gone. And nobody paid for anything. It was just they felt that they were entitled to it. They just went in, and to the shock of the owner of the store, the owner was powerless to do anything because they were overrun by this young flash mob who totally undisciplined. And I guess they felt that they had a right to take whatever they wanted in the store. And they were brazen about it. They just went in, rampaged, took whatever they want, and left. And I think that is a sign of things to come. Young people, I think they missed out on some training by their parents and schools. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and she's in Australia, and we're talking about life in Australia and how some things aren't so pleasant. And, Gwyneth, I wanted to share with you that, you know, we want to make sure that we have enough equipment and tools in our vehicles. We live in the middle of nowhere, and so I have, in my truck, I have wrenches and socket set and booster cables and toe straps and, you know, a jack, all kinds of things. But there's one thing I never know exactly when I'm going to need it. So I keep it right next to me in the truck, and it's called a breaker bar. It's a breaker bar. It's a half-inch drive, 25-inch long breaker bar, and I posted a link to it on the website. So it's kind of like you put a socket on it, and you can just easily have enough leverage to change your lug nuts, you know, loosen them and tighten them and so forth if you have a flat tire. But you never know if you're going to need it for anything else. So it's another it's another tool in case they run out of baseball bats, you know. So I put a link. And how much is
it? When you'll need it.
Right. How much is it? It's $12.99. So I have one of them in each vehicle because you don't know which vehicle is going to have a flat tire. Okay. So
yeah.
Perfectly legal. It's kind of a handy tool.
Yeah.
And I dare somebody tell me.
Legal means and justification for a tool being there.
Yeah, you know, I challenge the police to tell me that I don't need to have a tire changing tool in my truck. I dare them to tell me I don't need it. So here we go.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on with this with this Pokemon Go? Are you having examples of idiotic people addicted to Pokemon Go in Australia as well?
Yes. Apparently it's going crazy. You know, I live about 18 kilometres out of town, and I spend about 99.9% of my time on my farm. I hardly ever leave it. But my son goes to school each day. He gets caught in the gossip, you know, that goes on at the school. There's people breaking into police stations and wanting to get into the cells because there are Pokemon in the jail cells. There's people that I'm seeing on the internet walking off cliffs and dying, falling off, you know, however 100-foot-high cliffs, because there's a Pokemon just out over the edge of the cliff, apparently. There's people getting stuck up trees and having to be rescued. It's absolutely ridiculous, and it seems as if people have lost a grip of reality because of this stupid little computer game. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I hear what you're saying, and I flat out don't understand it. I don't understand why young people would rather get in front of a screen and have a joystick or a game controller and do something virtual rather than doing it for real. I just don't get it. I don't understand why a young person would want to play one of those blow-em-up war type games on a computer rather than get behind a bolt-action rifle at a shooting range and actually learn how to use the rifle and learn about ballistics and trajectory and optics and those kinds of things. I can't understand it. I can't understand it. And when our children were younger, some of our family members thought that I was out of control. I'll tell you why. All of our children's friends had these ridiculous video games, and I said absolutely not. You know, if they'd like to use a computer to learn how to program, program in C or C++ or BASIC or something like that, I'm all for it. If they'd like to learn how to use some application software, I'm all for it. If they'd like to learn about the hardware, I'm all for it. But in terms of shoot 'em up, blow 'em up, destroy villages and towns on the screen, then go, gee, I didn't get enough points. I didn't kill enough people. Let me hit the reset button. Let me do better next time. Let me blow up more people, more villages. I was against that. So I stood pretty firmly on that, and I still think it was the right thing to do, because, you know, now it seems like we've graduated to handheld devices and we're playing this idiotic game, Pokemon Go. So, I'm against it. I think it's nuts. Parents, take control of your children's activities, and make sure that they do things that are real and educational. You know, there was Kylie Jenner had a problem with her Rolls Royce. She and her boyfriend had a flat tire, and neither one of them knew how to change the tire. Neither one of them had to take a cab. That explains it. Let's talk about life without a car when we come back.
Lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is in Australia. Gwyneth, I just had a quick question. You know, when I travel in my truck, and there's a police car up ahead, I can see the people in front of me operating their vehicle and slamming on the brakes. Doesn't matter whether they're doing 35 in a 35 mile an hour zone, 55 in a 55, whenever they see a police car, they just slam on their brakes because they're afraid of getting a ticket. Now, what is it like in Australia when the villagers see, and that's my term for the community, I use the word villagers, when the villagers see a police car, are they happy to see them, or what is their response when they see a police car?
Doesn't make anyone feel any safer. It really doesn't. They're viewed as predators. They about 90% of the people around here hate them and view them as being massively corrupt. And about the only people who don't view them as being massively corrupt are somehow employed by the government. That's just how life is around here. But of the ordinary people, who are farmers, shopkeepers, whatever, you get a few that are just hugely brainwashed and have an unfortunate condition that I call Romans 13-itis, okay? Anyone who's out there who's a Christian will immediately understand what I'm saying. That's the part of the Bible that says you've got to submit to government. Unfortunately, people who have Romans 13-itis only ever read the first half of Romans 13, and they never read the second half, which says that if you are in a position of authority, then you should wield that authority with an attitude of really caring and taking responsibility not to harm anyone and actually walking in an attitude of love to the people around you. I've never heard a sermon preached on the second half of Romans 13, only on the first half. Unfortunately, especially among the Christian population, it's all too common an affliction. That's
sad. What I've never seen, what I have never, ever seen in my entire life, is a police car on the side of the road with a radar gun and someone stopping and saying, "Hey, listen, I've got some extra candy bars. Would you like one? Or can I buy you an ice cream? Or I've got some cold sodas in the car. Would you like one?" I've never seen that happen. I've never seen anyone go up to a police car when they're sniping with their radar guns. Nobody wants to go near them. Nobody.
No. There was a story around here of a couple of Aussie larrikin kids, that's what we call, you know, the local jokers, prank pullers, and one of them pulled up to the radar gun car and was, you know, talking to the operator. Well, his two mates were busy at the screwdriver's front and rear taking the plates off his car, and then they quickly went into their own car and put the plates on their car that they'd just taken off of the radar vehicle and went at about 150 kilometres an hour up and down the highway and repeatedly got themselves filmed with the plates of the car that had the, you know, camera. And the radar gun operator said, "Oh, gee, I've got it good today." You know, watching this car go repeatedly. And then they developed the data and they found that it was actually his plates. I don't know if that's true or not. It wouldn't surprise me because that's the general, typical Aussie response to oppression. We are a nation of larrikins.
We have a little town about 20 miles from the farm, and this town is at the bottom of a very steep hill, a long steep hill, and it goes from a 55 mile an hour zone to a 30. And happens? Well, here's what they did. You know, there are a lot of farmers out here with trucks and trailers and so forth. And they had this, they got a rent-a-cop, and a part-time guy. They gave him a radar gun, a police car. And the mayor said, you know, we need to enforce this speed limit. So it was a perfect opportunity coming down the hill. So if you cross that 30-mile-an-hour spot and you were doing anything over 30, you got a ticket. Well, they issued a lot of tickets, and what they've done is they've destroyed their own little town. Gas station went out of business. The tire repair shop went out of business. The auto service company went out of business. Just about, the town is half empty. Literally, if you go to the town, the buildings are half empty. The only ones that have survived, there's a small sandwich shop. And government buildings, like a bail bondsman. It's like we'll call it the county seat of our county. Okay, so
yep.
People have to go there. The post office is there. But other than government buildings, not much is happening other than one gas station and one sandwich shop. That's what's left. They've destroyed hardware store. I mean, they've destroyed the entire town with a rent-a-cop and a radar gun. So I've seen it twice in my life. It happened in Virginia. Same thing, got a new mayor. The mayor is going to show everybody who's boss, gets the cop with the radar gun, temporary fix to this alleged speeding problem, and they destroyed the town. So what's life like without a car, electric bikes, trikes, and other modes of transportation in your neck of the world?
It's not easy, okay. Like I said, we live about 18 k's from town. That's probably about 12 miles. If you ever are in this situation, probably the people who sold you the electric bike will tell you that the bike has a 40-kilometer range. Unfortunately, when the battery is on its last half, it really tends to, or I call it limping, okay? The last half of the battery charge does not have anywhere near the power of the first half of the battery charge. Okay? The batteries that come standard with the bikes, this is a TEBCO trike, transporter trike, okay? TEBCO stands for the Electric Bike Company. And they are actually designed in Melbourne. I think they are manufactured in Melbourne from Chinese imported parts, okay? So it's actually supporting a local company, and the motor that they have is a patented motor. It was actually invented by the people who established the company, which is something pretty unusual to see. When I see something like that, I want to support it. But they come with a standard lead-acid battery. They do have a lithium-ion battery as an optional extra, but, of course, it costs quite a bit of money extra, okay? It might put $500 or $1,000 onto the price of the bike. If you're going to ride it into town on that sort of distance, you have to charge it in town before you make the journey home. Because otherwise the bikes are heavy, you're going to really struggle on your way home, especially if you have a load of shopping or, I don't know, bags of concrete, bit of roadkill on the back, something like that. You know, all the sorts of things that you would normally use your ute to carry.
I'm looking at the price.
If I see a nice bit of roadkill on the road, it would go in the back of the ute normally to help feed my dogs. You know,
I'm looking at the price of these things. These, first of all the models that they have, the TEBCO bikes have pedals. I guess that's in case you want to get home, right?
Yes, that's right. You can still use the pedals. You can use them like a regular bicycle.
Man.
I have had a TEBCO conversion kit bike in the past, and when they don't, when you don't have the motor, they do work more or less the same as a regular bicycle, okay? Except that you've got to take account that you've got the weight of the battery there too, which is considerable.
That conversion kit for
the
bike.
Of the bike.
Okay. $1,500, $1,499
for
a conversion kit. A bike, now their least expensive model, well, they've got what they call the Explorer, and it's commute in style, $2,200.
That's right.
For an electric bike.
But you have to take account that when fuel is $100 a tank, you are going to make that money back, okay? And when you live a distance like that out of town, then the price of the fuel It's certainly a cheaper way to go. And, you can get by without a vehicle, without a motor vehicle out here, especially if the blue team is going through a phase of hassling you. Although having a non-motorized or low motorized transport does not necessarily exempt you from their persecutions, because I also have a horse and cart, and I have in the past been pulled over by the police in my horse and cart just so they could check my ID.
You have to have an ID to have a horse?
No, because the cop is the sergeant. Can I mention his name on air?
Sure. We want to make sure he gets all the credit he deserves.
Oh, yes. Brad Hyatt. Okay. Senior Sergeant Brad Hyatt at the Wedderburn Police Station. Okay. In Victoria, Australia. And, he has pulled me over in the past when I've been out and about driving my horse and cart. And, he gets his people writing fines for especially single mothers in the district and lets them off of their fines if they, do certain phases for him and his boys.
Wow.
Which is disgusting.
And,
yes,
and
sexual
that's, and
phases.
That's why... Yeah, I'm sure everybody's reading between the lines.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking at the price of mopeds, these little 50cc motor scooters. $468, $669, $719. You know, for a moped, which is a lot more comfortable than that bicycle.
Yeah, but you still need a car wash.
Oxygen into the blood, but does not guarantee you get oxygen into your 372 trillion cells. Largely, the essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acids, control oxygen transfer from the blood to the cells. These essential fatty acids are called essential because they must be obtained from the diet on a regular basis. Many people are aware of the value of supplementing with flax or hemp seed oil. What most people don't know is that due to current methods of pressing, all these oils are significantly damaged and oxidized by the time you consume them. What everyone needs to know is that there are new seed oils on the market that are pressed in a manner that protects the oils from damage and oxidation. Even athletes get cancer, which means that despite their abundant oxygen uptake into the blood, the transfer of oxygen into the cells is not occurring. I invite you to try the Andreas seed oils and see for yourself what a difference you can feel in energy, reduction of appetite, and well-being. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why? Keep it. God, you're
take my.
When you go,
please
don't.
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs with us. Gwyneth, it's a little easier here in the United States because if you have a motorbike with pedals on it that you can still pedal and it's less than 50 cubic centimeters, you can, engine displacement, you can ride that on the road without any kind of a license. But I guess that's not the case where you are, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, now, if it's 50 cc's, okay, then if it's under 50 cc's, then technically you don't need a license, okay? But, you know, then they'll probably find some way to give you a bad time anyway. Maybe they won't even believe that it's not a 50 cc bike. But if it's over 50 cc's, even if it's a moped, even if it's 51 cc's, then you have to have license and registration according to their stupid little laws. But do you know something, Vincent? If anyone's living here in Australia, you need to know that the whole motor vehicle licensing and registration system, the court system, the police infringement notice system is all run by a company called Serco, okay? And if you look up Serco on your favorite search engine, you'll find out that they're one of the biggest black ops operators on earth, that they are quite literally a military-industrial mercenary corporation. And their other operations include things like destabilizing African countries and such like. And so they are the ones who are now operating our courts, our prison systems, our, of course, private prisons. The police, the Department of Justice, the Department of Motor Vehicles, which here in Victoria is called Vic Roads, the whole lot's run by Serco. Which is frightening.
How do you spell Serco?
If you think about it too much.
How do you spell?
S-E-R-C-O.
How do you spell? Okay.
S-E-R-C-O.
On the website.
Serco.
Let me make sure I got... Okay, let me make sure I've got what you said correctly, and let's just say it the way it is. So if you get pulled over and you're a single mother, are you saying that you have a choice between a ticket or sex?
Yes, basically. Depending on your station. That's not how it is everywhere in the state, but around here, yes, it is. Yep.
Do you know people
ticket,
that's...
The last one I got was $758.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing you can do is what both Mike and David are saying is I do not consent to contract with you. And to point out that they work for a private corporation and that you are not playing ball with them. And then you are probably going to be given a bad time by them every time they see you out and about.
So and that's
then
one
it
of the
becomes
reasons
a
why
game of cat and mouse every time you go out with a motor vehicle.
That's why I travel without a cell phone. And
that's bad. Even if you haven't got a cell phone, if they happen to see you on the highway, they'll run your plates through one of these stupid cameras.
And if they
see your name, it must have a red font or something next to your name. Even if you have no warrants, even if you're a law-abiding human being, if you have a record of digging your heels in and not being a good little slave, they will give you a bad time. And it's horrible.
They're doing that in the States as well. That's very, very sad. And I've said that, you know, these cops demand respect. Well, I think in order to earn our respect back again, they're going to have to be a lot nicer to us. They're going to have to stop tasing us, stop bashing our doors down, stop shooting our dogs. And, you know, I don't have a problem with the people who say, you know what, I'm not going to serve that cop when he comes to the restaurant because of the things that they've done in our village. I can understand that. I really can. And protests, I think protests are great. I'm not excited about violent protests, but I'm all for protesting for the right reasons. Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you...